haunt together. You gonna bring me in?
Yeah.
You gonna host it? Okay, let's go. Bring me in.
Here we go. Okay. What's up, you guys? Are watching Half Woke News. Merry Christmas, everybody. Y'all know they ain't toothing up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa. Have a happy festival.
Happy everything. All right. P, let's get into the first story. Let's talk about it.
Here we go. Go Black Santa. Homeowner Chris Kennedy received a racist note about a 7-foot inflatable Black Santa decoration in his yard in Arkansas. That's when I knew, like, okay, in Arkansas? Okay, I get it. But no, let me see. The note was supposed to be from Santa and said, please remove your Negro Santa Claus yard decoration. You should try not to deceive children into believing that I am Negro. I am a Caucasian, in parentheses, white man to you, parentheses closed, and have been for the past 600 years. Your being jealous of my race is no excuse for your dishonesty. Besides that, you are making yourself the laughing stock of the neighborhood. Obviously, your values are not that of the Lakewood area, and maybe you should move to a neighborhood out east with the rest of your racist kind. End quote. Angry and fearful for his family, he read the note live on Facebook. And after that, his community rallied around him and his family and started putting up the same inflatable Black Santa in their yards. Because that's how petty we are. Got us messed up. Okay, and many people from social media wanted to give money. So Kennedy suggested they make a donation to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas. So the bad thing turned into a good thing. What y'all think?
They was mad. That nigga had a 7-foot Santa? That was the biggest Santa in the neighborhood. That Santa probably had a dick on him, too. They were like, man, Santa Gay got a bigger, blacker Santa. He's out there swinging a candy cane. We don't like it. That's how they act, dog. They didn't like it. He stunted on them. And Santa, man, come on, man. First of all, Santa magical. He not even fucking real. And you tried to write the letter like you was Santa? You need your ass whooped. We know that's Santa ain't racist. Part. Santa show up. This is what motherfuckers tell kids. He show up and he turn whatever color house he show up to.
And what
y'all
that.
Heard? That's a good y'all idea.
That's a great idea.
I knew the shit wasn't real, but they were like, the nigga come down, he be black. And I said, why? And they was like, so he don't get shot. I said, that makes sense. Because if a white man just jump in our house, that motherfucker gonna pop.
That's the racist part about it, though, Clayton. Like, they want us to believe that the white man came through and saved our lives, came through with gifts, and just anything we ask for, the white man delivers. No, sir. You know what I'm saying? And that
you gotta be a weird person.
The shit Santa do, more black than white. Let's just say that. This motherfucker show up once out the year. This nigga
flossing though.
He's stunting red shit, crispy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that polar bear? We don't know.
I'll be fresh as hell.
He ain't coming through the door. He's breaking in. Drop off gifts.
Elf watching. What, nigga?
He drop off gifts. He only show up once a year. He live in the North Pole. It's a lot of snow up there. I'm just saying. Sound like he do dope.
North Pole, I think, definitely be on a whole lot of gang shit. You know what I mean? We can't infiltrate it.
North. They probably be up in that bitch like it's Memphis, boy. They probably North.
Play it 3-6.
Come on, man.
Try to get into Santa trap house if you want to. Trap toy house if you want to. Yeah.
You gotta be a weird motherfucker, man, to write a letter from Santa. So you trying to keep the myth alive, but then you turn him to a racist motherfucker, but then you end it and say, go back with your racist kind. Nigga, we didn't write no letters. You did. You wrote a letter saying
that for the past 600 years. Like, how dare you?
And of all the terms to use, this motherfucker used Negro, not nigger, because we used to that. He went back to like when it kind of was all right.
Before Santa to BS days.
Like, oh, nigga. Shit, man.
What?
Yeah. But like you said, that is, that if I was racist and I was living in Lakewood or wherever the fuck you said, and I saw a 7-foot nigga Santa,
black.
I'd probably be a little angry too. That's a big motherfucker. Santa already big.
Because you know they white Santa wasn't that big. That's an NBA player Santa.
That's an NBA player Santa for indeed. You know in Arkansas, y'all, my people from Arkansas, like they really still, right? They still got the Confederate flags riding around in their trucks. They don't give a fuck. They really still and like fuck niggas. Like,
shout like, out to Baron Davis, who has a company, Black Santa, and they give out to kids and shit like that. It's very cool. I wonder if Black Santa looked like that, but that's up. Some fucked up shit.
Baron Davis, Black Santa to pull up.
I thought it was really cool, like, when y'all see the pictures of all the other, like, it was, like, white neighbors and all the other neighbors, too, went and got the same exact blow-up 7-foot Santa and was taking pictures next to it in their yard, and they put it up there after seeing this, which is, like, that's really some 2020 shit, because that would not have been that way 20 years ago. So, I think that's kind of like, damn. Why would you beef with your neighbor? Yeah. You don't have that support now from your other white neighbors. Now they be coming over there and they be calling them Karen before the black neighbors. They're like, okay, Karen, you're a Karen. They're like, no, you're a Karen. Like, at least now there's a split or not everybody is against the Black Santa burning it down. Like, it's like, no, fuck you. We're going to go sell out at Big Lots because it's probably where the fuck they got it at. You know, they're
Walmart.
Like,
Walmart. It had to be Walmart. We going to Walmart.
How you gonna be racist on Christmas? Like, you don't fuck with niggas on Christmas. You don't listen to Mariah Carey.
Right.
You don't listen to the Temptations. How you have a Christmas and you don't listen to all this nigga music? This is the year where you
outside of Christmas actually being a pagan holiday, that shit is magical. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of that shit being some whole leftover Roman shit that y'all want to celebrate Saturnalia, well, we're not going to get into that.
Y'all know that man because would be born around this time. Y'all know that.
But it is something magical about this motherfucking time, and black people need to be celebrated for our contributions to Christmas, like Ron said, man. Because we make Christmas just a little more lit. Our Christmas songs go way harder, dog.
Of course. Y'all Christmas songs trash. I stuff, boy. I should come through.
You can play Black Christmas songs. You can play that shit not on Christmas.
That ain't even words. Say it one more time.
You can play Black Christmas songs not on Christmas. Play regular Jingle Bells in fucking round. March. You're like, what the fuck is this?
What are you doing
year round?
Yeah.
Play fucking Temptations in my mind. Mother, it don't matter what month that is.
In the original song. But he said it and you went with it, dog. You went with it.
But my thing is, how is the neighbor now going into the new year and the rest of their lives here? How are you gonna celebrate anything else? Like, who wanna trick or treat at the don't put Black Santa person up house? Like, don't nobody want to go to your house in the neighborhood? You got to live there and park your car there every day. And the whole cul-de-sac had to put Black Santa up last Christmas because of you. You got to move by
they need
next
to do
Christmas.
All the mythical creatures as black. You have a black Easter bunny. I don't know how you make a bunny black, but it's some tea or something.
The black Easter bunny got to write a letter. I don't know what the fuck you've been telling these children. I've been black than a motherfucker all this time. How many niggas you know go sit up late night and boil all these goddamn eggs, man? Fuck you. He got
and bunnies don't
black
even lay eggs.
Look at that.
Tell eggs.
Bunnies don't even lay eggs.
My holiday don't make sense. Why make me white? My holiday don't even make sense. Why make me white?
Yes.
Fuck them. Right. Don't be racist.
Yeah, especially not on Christmas. Damn. Not go back to the North Pole. He said go back to the East Side. Like, shit.
East Side. Like, what's wrong with the East Side?
Damn. Fair East Side.
Oh, bitch. Oh.
I want to talk to y'all about this new wave of meal kits. So basically, you get pre-measured ingredients and recipes delivered right to your door. It comes with instructions and everything. All you have to do is make it and boom, you got a home-cooked bomb meal. Right now, I'm using HelloFresh. HelloFresh cuts out all the stressful meal planning, having to think of what you want to eat, go to the grocery store, get it all. This just makes it fun and easy. So you can actually just enjoy cooking and you can get dinner in the table in about 30 minutes or less. I'm telling you, it like comes with everything that you need right there. And HelloFresh is so flexible. So, you know, you don't ever have to worry about your schedule because they have really customizable orders every week. You can change your delivery days. You can change your location, your preferences. You can skip a week, double up a week. You can do whatever you want. They are there. Hello. And I really love the fact that they have so many different recipes. That's what's been fun for me. It's like trying different cheeses, different spices, different vegetables. It's been fun. Like, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and the food has been a bomb. So I want you guys to try HelloFresh and let me know what you think about it. We got a deal for y'all, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/HW10 and use code HW10 for 10 free meals, including shipping. That's right. Go to HelloFresh.com/HW10 and use code HW10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
We're going to talk about the statistics of New Year's resolutions. You know, every year everybody has them. But in 2021, survey says the spike is up there. People are more committed than ever to being a better version of themselves. I don't know if it's been the quarantine reflection or what, but let's get to the facts. So a recent Finder.com survey reveals that 55.31% of all American adults think that they can follow through on their New Year's resolution. 74% are determined to make goals relating to money, health, career, self-improvement, family, and love. And this is a 15% increase from last year of people committing to and thinking of following through. The family is the new category on the 2021 list. So people weren't putting that in their top five before 2021. And as far as the Gen Zers, 91% of them do have a resolution. They're the highest group of people that have resolutions and are very, very hopeful for the future. And then millennials are the next highest group. And, you know, the percentage decreases the older it gets. So after Gen Zers and millennials, it starts to decrease in resolutions in hopes of following through on the resolutions.
Everybody just sat around and got fat. Now they like, I'm really finna do it now. I'm really finna do it now. Them 3 months turned to 6 months, turned to the rest of the damn year, and everybody is out of control. Even I'm considering something. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like an older.
We got to get it together. But the thing is, y'all know we not finna hold up no resolutions. If we weren't holding them up pre-pandemic, ain't nobody finna hold them up now.
No.
We still
you have to now. You have to now. You have
Why?
To. There's no excuse because you cannot run from yourself. Like, it is shutting. America is shutting back down state by state slowly. And people are going to be forced to look in the mirror once again and really be like, damn, what dreams did I give up on? Was it my fault? What am I the reason? Do I need a better sleep schedule, a better eating habits? Am I have not worked out? Why do my bones hurt? I just think people have to slow down during this pandemic. The increase of people even at least making resolutions shows that it's like everybody's starting businesses. I hope they don't fail, but people are
damn.
Trying.
Damn, that's encouraging.
I think it's just, it's so hard.
Good luck with that.
It's so hard to follow through with, because I mean, outside of December and January, do you even think the word resolution?
Come on.
How can you remember resolution? Like, I've never used the word other than singing an Aaliyah song.
We need a resolution.
Other than that, I don't even think that fucking word. So I think we need to cut our like New Year's resolutions and make it to June. That way you can still remember, because once that song come out, you like, nigga, fuck whatever I was talking about. I'm back on these bitches. I'm back on this sugar, whatever it is. But if we cut it in half, we can make better goals. We might be able to attain them. Because based on what you said, the older you are, the more you understand, I'm not doing that shit.
So I'm looking at the resolution definition. It says, The resolution definition is a firm decision to do or not to do something. That's not even that inspiring. Like, you can do it or not.
I make resolutions every day. I make resolutions every day. I make a firm decision. I'm not fucking with this nigga no more. I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm standing on that.
I didn't know it was a resolution.
Shit is way more common than we thought. You wait all year to do these bitches. You can do these bitches at any point during the year. And my problem be, motherfuckers come up with resolutions. You ain't came up for solutions for the shit you did last year with your stupid ass. You ain't solved your problems from last fucking year, and now you want to resolute. And fuck, I hate all the new year shit. I hate all that shit when people, new year, new me. No, it's not. New you, old
and really,
you. Matter of fact, the oldest
really,
the you
new
that
year
has ever
your
existed.
Birthday. Your new year started on your birthday.
I don't even remember where I was at last year. Oh, I remember where I was at last year. I was in jail. So my resolution was to get out. Here I am. So I kept mine up. January 1st, I got out of jail. So.
But a lot of New Year's Eve babies, as I'm often reminded of, babies were concepted on New Year's Eve and become Virgos. So shout out to them. You know, New Year's is a time that brings some of the best babies.
Shitted on New Year's.
We the best. And, Kayla.
Just when everybody's trying to get their shit together, they make a Virgo. Huh? Ain't that something, P? Wow. Wow. Let's
No, nigga. No. Wow. Look,
gotta make you a Virgo. Gotta make you one, Clay. Run to you. Make you a little Virgo. Y'all out here.
No.
Shit, come up
to
come
New up. Year's is New Year's is not the time to raw dog. That should be your resolution, dummy. What are you doing? You starting the new year off wrong, man. Unless you shooting for it. Unless you shooting for it, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm gonna start on the second.
Shut your dumb ass up, man. Wrap it up, buddy. That resolution shit, that shit for the birds. You're not finna do shit different. Just do the shit. Do the shit. Do the shit. Stop waiting for a moment to do the shit. If you're looking for a moment to do the shit, you are fucking up entirely because it's all on you. Everybody that make these resolutions, it ain't no fucking you know what? I'm going to start on the new year. Start now.
Yeah, I'm going to start Monday. Ass. I don't want to start in the middle of the week. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense to start my diet in the middle of the week.
Y'all don't have no New Year's resolutions at all?
Survive. Yeah. We trying to make it through the zombie apocalypse. Who getting the vaccine? No, I'm just playing.
If you can remember your resolution and you can stick it all the way through for the year, great. But it's not by accident that the older the generations get, the less they give a fuck about resolutions, which means one of two things. Either resolutions don't work or, like Clayton said, they're not waiting for this new beginning to do the shit. If you can wait and you can stick it out, by all means, go for it. But the people, the older you are, the more you've succeeded at living. And if they ain't making no resolutions, maybe they own or something. That don't mean they don't give a fuck about changing themselves, but ain't nobody trying to wait to make something different.
I would like to know in the comments, who is making them black eyed peas for the what?
Come on, what they make? The talk to them. That's that South shit. What they make,
P? You gotta have black eyed peas for some, and the greens. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta have, like, you gotta make this shit because that's what Brian can do.
Greens,
ain't no
the greens for the
you
money.
Eat the shit into you. You gotta eat it in.
Greens
you
for
know
the money.
Yeah, greens for money? The money.
Go
for
the money. The peas is the coins. The peas is the coins. You gotta have some cornbread because that's the gold.
Something to luck. Something to
luck. That's the gold.
Luck, prosperity.
And then whatever your meat gonna be, lamb, ham, ram, whatever. Something's gotta have an am at the end, whatever it is.
That definitely is a down south thing. I learned that. And down here, they was like, yeah, we're making black eyed peas for good luck on the new year. I'm like, okay, I cannot eat the good luck though. What I'm gonna say? No, I'm not coming, bitch. Yes, I'm gonna eat the good luck.
Greens too, though. You gotta do the greens too. Like Precious said, you gotta do them greens.
Yeah, they had a whole
I just associate black eyed peas with Crooklyn when that motherfucker ate them black eyed peas and threw up. So I don't really fuck with black eyed peas. I eat the greens though. Plus, I don't need no coins. I got a bucket full of change. I don't need the peas, but I eat the greens.
Coinstar is maxed out.
P, what you said earlier was a good point that your new year starts on your birthday. Because I feel way more excited to have a fresh start when it's my birthday than just gradually everybody doing shit. I'm actually exhausted after Christmas And I don't barely have energy to start the new year. But my birthday, I'd be like, bitch, I ain't going back, you know, so.
Going back where?
Oh, for real.
To wherever the fuck that nigga took me. I don't know. I'm leaving. Oh, oh God.
Going through it.
Damn it. Damn it.
I can tell you the best thing that I've done as far as resolution was financially. So, like, if you can make a financial resolution at the beginning of the year, that's a good time. Because, like, fiscally, the year is different as well. So, if you don't, you ain't going to lose no weight. You fat, you ain't going to gain no weight. You skinny. But you can save them dollars. You can do that.
Yeah, yes, and financially, hella new budgets be starting in the new year. People budgets be re-upping or changing. You're right. The new year is a good time to make some financial resolutions. That's a good way to look at it. I like
okay,
that.
There we go. There we go. I'm talking about that because when the new year starts, I'm selling everything. I'm selling. Have y'all seen these? I'm selling these too. No, I'm just saying, but selling everything.
That whole kind of fly.
I gotta get it. I gotta get it.
Oh, 2021. Shit, we really gonna see each other in the new year. That's crazy. Well, that was another episode of Half Woke News. I hope you guys
just
a little bit more with us today. Make sure you drop a comment. Do you have some resolutions or financial resolutions? Do you believe in it? Do you eat your good luck platter on New Year's Day? Let us know in the comments below. Is Santa black? All of that. Whatever is on your heart, just let us know. Also come back next Friday for another episode of Half Woke News. I'm Cynthia Lucietti.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Clayton English.
See you next time.